This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Tell us about the Holy Father this morning at his Wednesday audience. What was the main focus of Pope Francis?
Sure. Well, today at the audience, John, the Pope continued his conversation that he's been having the last few weeks on discernment. Today he spoke about the importance of inner peace as it's connected to the process of discernment. In fact, he said one of the best that you have discerned a good spirit is when you have a peace that really lasts. He called it a peace that brings harmony and unity and fervor and zeal. He said that one of the ways that we can confirm decisions are the ones that the Lord has for us is with signs from our daily lives. Because he said that the spiritual life is circular. So therefore, the goodness of a choice benefits all areas of life because it's a participation in God's creativity. So to give an example of that, the Pope talked about a person, for example, who decided to dedicate an extra half hour to prayer. And afterwards, the Pope said that person should ask themselves whether that prayer changed their disposition throughout the day. Were they more serene? Were they more anxious? Did they care less about their work? Were their relationships more difficult or more tranquil? So he also St. Peter's Square having two points where you stand in the middle of St. Peter's Square. Look at Bernini's beautiful colonnades that go around each side of St. Peter's Square. When you stand in either one of these points, you see the columns as perfectly aligned. He said it's in a similar way that a person can understand that they've made a good decision when we're into discovery of renewed energy. And he said it's in these moments that a person can be free in relation to the decisions they've made and willing. And when there's a willingness to revisit that decision, that possibility to learn something, to discover a teaching from the Lord that surrounds that decision.
You started to talk about the Holy Father's message this morning from the general audience, and we want to make sure we didn't miss any of your words because it was breaking up there.
Well, John, absolutely. Yes, we definitely don't want to miss any of the message about inner peace today as the Holy Father continued to talk about the importance of discernment in one's prayer life. And he said that inner peace is a way that people can realize that they are moving towards the good, that they're moving towards God's will, because often we feel a peace. He called it a peace that brings harmony, unity, fervor, and zeal. And this kind of peace, he said, can be confirmed with all kinds of signs from our daily life because, he said, the spiritual life is circular. So therefore, if you make a good choice, it's going to benefit all of the areas of your life because it's a participation in God's creativity. And in fact, he looked at an example of somebody who decided one day to dedicate an extra half hour to prayer. He said, well, then afterwards, that person should ask themselves if that act affected other moments of their life and how it affected them. So in other words, were they more serene or anxious? Did they care more or less about their work? And were their relationships more difficult or more tranquil? Now, he also gave an example for all of those who have ever been to Rome and stood in St. Peter's Square. He talked about the points in St. Peter's Square, where when you're standing at these two exact points, when you look at Bernini's columns, his colonnades that surround either side of the square, when you stand in those points, you can see the columns are perfectly aligned. So when you step a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, it looks like a forest of columns, but only in that exact spot. So he said, in a similar way, you can understand if you've made a good decision when your day also becomes more ordered, more aligned, and integrated, and there's a renewed energy that comes from that. And so finally, he said that it's really important that in discernment to remember to remain free, to follow the will of the Lord, but to also constantly ask, what's a possible teaching from the Lord through every decision that one makes and the outcomes that come? Because of course, as the Pope pointed out, only God knows what's truly good for all of us. And so with that, he reminded everyone in St. Peter's Square today that the Lord created everyone free, and that also means that we are free to say no to God. But through the gift of prayer and through the sign of inner peace, it's one way of knowing that we have earned what he called a fear of God, a respect of God, John.
Fantastic message by the Holy Father. And really, at the end of the day, it's about that peace that surpasses all understanding that St. Paul talks about.
Yes, exactly. Because he said that we have to remember that there should be no fear. When we are oriented to God, who is the Lord, we are in his presence, then nothing should disquiet us and that fear should not be there. So that's a great thing to always use as a marker in our lives as we look for that inner peace.
And Ashley, I understand the Holy Father also spoke at the end of his audience about how he sees that history is repeating itself with the war in Ukraine.
Yes. In fact, he was addressing specifically the Polish pilgrims who were present, and he was referring to an event that was organized a couple of days ago by the Center for Catholic-Jewish Relations in Lublin at the Catholic University there. And this was to commemorate the anniversary of an extermination plan that was carried out by the Nazis against Polish Jews during the Second World War. And so he talked about the fact that he sees a link between what is happening right now and, of course, this war that is raging in Ukraine, for example. And he asked all to specifically pray. Here we are on the eve of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. He specifically asked the faithful to pray to the Mother of God, asking for comfort for all those who have been tried by what he called, quote, the brutality of war.
A great reminder by the Holy Father, and it's very providential, Ashley, because today, December 7th, from an American perspective, is the 81st anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that started World War II for the U.S., when the U.S. Got involved. So, important message by our Holy Father, and we invoke our Blessed Mother under the title of the Immaculate Conception. On a lighter note, yesterday was a big feast day, St. Nicholas Day around the world. How was it celebrated in Rome and Italy?
Well, let me tell you, St. Nicholas is loved here in Italy. And even though he was not Italian, the Italians have certainly claimed him. And the place to be on the Feast of St. Nicholas is in Bari, Italy, where he is entombed. So believe it or not, John, the celebrating began yesterday morning at 4:30 a.m. People were lined up in the piazza, lined up to enter the Church of San Nicola, the Church of St. Nicholas of Bari. And there was a lot of excitement because outside they were selling hot chocolate, teas, there were people playing instruments. And then the first Mass began at 5 a.m. And so people were lined up to go in and be part of the celebration of the Holy Mass. They were lined up just to go in and pray. They were lined up to drop off their petitions. In fact, there is a tradition for single women that St. Nicholas, on his special day, will help them find a man. And so the idea is that the single women leave a list of all of their characteristics that they would want in their ideal husband, and they drop it off there to St. Nicholas, who they ask to continue to pray for them. Now, of course, there's also delicious foods that people are enjoying on this day. So one is the St. Nicholas bread. And this is a special bread that's made in that area with lemon peel and lemon juice. And traditionally, people would bring it to the church. It would be blessed by the priest, and then they would take it home and enjoy it with their family and with their neighbors. Another special tradition of the day is bean soup. And this is because the many different beans are representative of the many blessings and the gifts of Saint Nicholas himself. So this is a great place to celebrate the great Saint Nick and to remember who he really was, John.
He was the real Santa Claus, and what a great way to celebrate with St. Nicholas bread and bean soup. Meanwhile, in Assisi, Advent is in full swing. It must look amazing.
Oh, it does. You know what? Assisi is especially decked out right now because tomorrow they are beginning a special light show. They're putting video projections of Giotto's beautiful frescoes on the major basilicas of the little town of Assisi. So the Basilica of St. Francis, the Cathedral of San Rufino, the Basilica of St. Clare, and the Abbey of St. Peter. And so what they do is they put up images of Giotto's frescoes, for example, his nativity. And his nativity scene, well, it's known to be especially dramatic and even innovative because it was very emotional. It wasn't as formal, for example, as Byzantine paintings that Giotto would have been familiar with, because instead, as you see Our Lady gazing as her newborn son, she has a sense of sadness that really pulls in the observer. And it's as though she's actually aware that she will lose her son one day. And traditionally, in Byzantine art, we see the birth of Christ depicted in a cave. But Giotto, instead, with innovation, places the Holy Family in a shed, and there's livestock there, and they are eating, and it almost looks like they're moving around like real farm animals would. So these are this is one of the scenes that is going to be illuminated on the buildings. So visitors are invited to go and walk a special path. In fact, they're going to have stars that illuminate the path between all of these video mapping sites. And along the way, they're going to have life-size sculptures and all this beautiful artistic lighting on the houses in the historic center of the ancient town. Now, this is also especially interesting because this is the town of Assisi, which is under the patronage of St. Francis, and it's St. Francis who developed the first manger scene. So it's a wonderful combination of course, we see classic art combined with a modern way of demonstrating and sharing it. So during these days, starting tomorrow and for the next month after that, visitors to Assisi will certainly get a very special treat, John.
Sounds fantastic. Real briefly, yes. We've got about a minute left. Tell us about tomorrow's big celebrations for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, a big feast day in Italy.
You got it. In fact, so the Holy Father will be making his way to a little piazza that's right next to the Spanish Steps. And in this piazza, there is a very tall column that is dedicated to Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. And so every year, this tradition takes place where the Holy Father visits and places a wreath on the arm of this statue on top of the column. Now, it used to be that the Pope himself would actually go up, but these days a fireman goes up and places that wreath. And that's because this column was actually erected by firemen. And so since that time, it's been dedicated to firemen. And so on the wreath, there's a little a motto that's written, and it says, "We stop fires giving our hearts." And so sure enough, people will crowd into the square in order to be part of that special ceremony tomorrow to honor Our Lady. It's also the day that Rome will turn on all of its Christmas lights, its Christmas tree, and all of the excitement. Now, there's a little controversy with the tree, John. It's lit by solar panels this year. Some people are complaining, saying, how did the city get solar panels so easily when we applied 5 years ago? Some people are saying they're a bit unsightly, but nevertheless, the lights all go on tomorrow, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.